While fall harvest is front and center for South Dakota farmers, next year's cropping plans, including weed management, should be close behind. Steps taken this autumn will affect weed pressure next spring and summer. SDSU Extension Weed Management Specialist Eric Jones recommends harvesting the cleanest fields first and saving the weediest acres for last to limit the spread of weed seeds. After harvest, he says farmers might consider fall-applied pre-emergence herbicides before the ground freezes.
And those herbicide applications have a lot of utility in areas that are relatively dry, that aren't going to get a lot of rainfall in the spring, and also are just going to have maybe some winter annuals or some of those early emerging summer annual weeds. And by getting that herbicide out there in the fall, hopefully we use some snow melt, maybe even some very early season rain to get that herbicide down in the profile of the soil so we can manage those germinating weed seeds.
Group 14 fall-applied pre-emergence herbicides such as Valor and Spartan are very effective in controlling weed germination this fall and into spring and early summer. But Jones notes some control failures have been reported and even confirmed resistance in parts of North Dakota. To stay ahead of resistance, he urges farmers to mix more than one herbicide in the tank using different modes of action.
Number one, we increase our effectiveness of that herbicide application. You have more than one herbicide in there, you're going to get better weed control.
He adds that mixing herbicides both expands the range of weeds controlled and, most importantly, reduces the risk of resistant populations. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota No-Till Association.